Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
P-Mitch and Philly, 106.7 The Fan. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go down, take a walk down memory lane. In the break, sitting there talking to Jeff and Landfill and just thinking about some of the moments I shared and experienced at RFK, I felt we may as well bring that out right now. There were people already trying to call, 1-800-636-1067. You can hit us on the MGM National Harbor listener line and give us your take. We want to find out your fondest memory of RFK. It could be when the football team was playing there, baseball team, hockey. Soccer, whatever. Because when you start seeing smoke bellowing out of the stadium and you got everything on, you start to think about, oh, this may be the end. And you begin to think about it to move forward. Well, we got our Jupu Finbu joining us right now. JP, what's up, brother? Jupu.
Brian Mitchell. How do you do?
What's up, young man?
Oh, man. You know what, B? Every time I hear him talk, I become more and more impressed with Terry McLaurin.
Oh, yeah. I told you that earlier. Well, and, you wasn't on early. I was telling everybody else that.
But here's what I wanted to add to that, because that's the easy part, right? It's easy to say that. The difference is, I've heard a lot of people talk. I've been to a lot of press conferences, heard a lot of athletes over the years talk about lots of things. But with Terry, I personally know that it's all sincere, that it's all real, that he is going to put the required work in. And this is just a step in the journey.
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing to hear that and to know that it's real. Yep. If that makes sense.
No, it's true. Like, I think the thing about Terry is he's the same all the time. And I think that's the one thing that I think a lot of people can take away from him. He doesn't change whether he's up or down. He's given an interview after signing a contract like that or after a tough game. He's always sincere. He thinks about what he's saying. A lot of people, they are wishy-washy. They're fake. They talk it when they're in front of the camera, and once they leave the camera, they begin to go back to that lazy ass that they were before. He has never been that way, and I don't think ever will be. You know, that little story that I could tell everybody out there, you could probably find it on Twitter or Instagram, where there's this coach who was a receivers coach talking about when he first met Terry, and he was telling Urban Meyer, this is the guy we should get. And Urban Meyer basically called Terry in and berated Terry and the coach by saying, you ain't that good, this, that, and the other. And say, what I want you to do is go catch 200 balls a day, come back, and we'll see later. But when he came back, Urban was like, this kid's been working. He did what he told him to do. He gets on he gets signed by Ohio State, and then he becomes the guy we know today because he never stopped working, because he believed that people didn't believe in him. So he has something that's pushing him, you know. I heard him talking today about his family, his girlfriend, and all the people been in his corner. And like when I speak with kids, I always say find someone that you don't want to let down, because we all let ourselves down. We do a lot of stupid stuff. We hurt ourselves. We don't care. But when we make a promise to mama, daddy, granddaddy, whoever, we live up to that. And if they do something like that, because you can see he's obviously done it, they can expect to never, ever quit on themselves, and they won't be letting people down.
You know what was cool is Rivera spoke with the media after the presser, and he was explaining, I'd say accurately, that McLaurin was a signing the organization had to get done. He called it an organizational signing, and that it showed everybody. It showed players. It showed coaches. It showed business partners and sponsors that this team means business and is doing things the right way. And that really stood out to me because
if they don't sign him, ain't much you can believe they say anymore after that. And
standing there, and I'm standing next to Terry as he's listening to Ron say these things, and I kind of like just whispered to him, I was like, what does it feel like to be an organizational keystone, an organizational cornerstone of a $5 billion organization? Like, they need you. And he just looked at me, and you could see the emotion in his face. It's like, man, I'm just a kid from Indianapolis. I just always worked hard. And it's just,
dude. They need a kid from Indianapolis. They need a kid with a work mindset. Because you know how many kids we had come through here from different parts of this country that all they cared about was the fact that they were on the team and the money they were making, and they just ran around town with their chest poked out while they were losing games and didn't give a damn about anything? That's a young man who works hard, who in a game where he has a fantastic game, he remembers the one pass that he drops. He could go out there and have a fantastic game. If they lose the game, he's not even happy. See, they need somebody like that at that position where he's at to begin to change the mindset. See, we could listen to coaches, GMs, all they say. They can say what the hell they want to say. Until you have the right soldiers inside that damn locker room, those guys are not going to listen. Because the coach can pull you in his office and tell you a lot of stuff. And once you walk out of his office, you're like, yeah, whatever. You go back in that locker room, if there's nobody that's keeping the same mindset going that the coach just told you, it's a waste of time. You know, because I think David Aldridge was asking the question, I think right before you asked the question, and talking to him about, you know, has he talked to Gary Clark and Doug Williams about the things that it took, having those key guys inside the locker room. See, every year I always hear about leaders on the football team. And then I watch the team play, and I say, well, those leaders aren't doing their job. You need to have guys who are police. From Doc Walker's era all the way up to when I got here and even a little bit after I left, there were guys in the locker room that were making sure crap went right. You get what I'm saying? And if you were doing something that was taken away from the team ascending and the team success, oh, they put you in check. That's what they need more now. And I think Terry is one of those guys because he may not say a lot, but he has a hell of an influence on a lot of those guys on that team.
Multiple things stand out to me about Terry. But one thing that I've heard him say repeatedly is he wants the truth, right? He wants people to coach him hard, to push him hard. He wants to know what his weaknesses are so he can work hard.
Yeah.
And make them strengths. And people will think I'm only talking about athletes. Certainly athletes fall into this group, but I'm talking about everybody. I think the world is so full of people that just want to hear what's good, and they just want to be surrounded by sycophants telling them that what they're doing is good enough.
Uh-huh.
That it is so damn refreshing for a young man to be like, no, tell me what's wrong so I can fix it. And I think everybody wants stuff the easy way, and McLaurin is just such an example of earning it the hard way. of earning something rather than being given something.
Yeah.
And I think wanting to hear the truth like that is so important. And I imagine there were some similarities for you.
Oh, I grew up hearing the truth. Blanche Mitchell Sr. didn't play.
I imagine Blanche Mitchell.
He basically, and that's why I am the way I am today. You know, when you ask me a question, my answer, I normally would lead by saying, "Are you sure you want my answer?" Because I'm going to tell you what I think is like what I believe and what I think is the right way to tell you instead of trying to sit up there and make you feel good. Because too many people are surrounded by friends and family that only says what they think will make the guy feel good so they can keep themselves in their position. But ultimately, you should make sure they understand if they're doing something wrong, okay, so they can correct it and get better. And guess what? You'll be around, you'll be taken care of a longer time. But if you sit there and you just allow them to keep doing the wrong stuff and, oh, no, you good, don't worry about it, that little stint is going to be a short-lived stint, and then you're going to be out on your own anyway. So make the person better and stronger by telling them the truth. They will respect you. They'll come back and tell you later on, thank you, believe me. Because, you know, I've said stuff to people and they were absolutely pissed at me for saying it. But later on, they made me understand that if I hadn't said it, they wouldn't have learned the things they needed to learn. And that's the way I was raised by everybody in my town. They didn't give a damn about what I thought. And if I did something wrong, oh, I'm not going to tell your daddy. They immediately call my dad.
It's the way to get better. It's the way
Hell
to improve. Yeah. And accountability and understanding. It's, I don't know. McLaurin's a remarkable young man. I think if you listen to this program, for months I've been telling you they were always going to get this thing done. It was cool to hear Terry say that as well today, that he always expected this thing to get done. He had a quote like, you know, you never know until you know, but this was something we expected. Ron Rivera came on and made clear how much it was a priority for the organization to get done. I think, you know, those things matter. And as much as maybe we gave them a hard time during some of the downtimes for not getting it done, they got this deal done in June. And I think it's a testament to how much Terry matters to the organization, and the organization realized it. And it's a good day for the Commanders. It's a good day for this football team. Terry is on a flight now. I saw him driving out of here. I'm in Ashburn, if anybody can't figure that out. Terry is on a flight now out to L.A. He's going to be working out with Carson Wentz in Huntington Beach. I think a couple of the other receivers are going out there. That stuff is great, but it's more about, I mean, he literally left here, and I saw he had like a bag packed, like they were going to the airport, and I think those are all just positive steps. I asked Terry about his thoughts playing with Carson, and he explained that, you know, Carson's been texting him throughout the process. I think those little things matter. And I think, you know, there are other players addressing, you know, reaching out to him throughout the process. I think all that stuff matters. And I think it was really, really – every time Terry speaks is you learn something. And I thought today was a lot more about Terry the human, who, you know, has to continue to push forward to make this thing work. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really impressive.
Oh, yeah. The little bit I heard driving in was impressive, and I can't wait to hear the absolute whole thing, you know. So,
yeah, so if anybody's listening now, we're going to play the full press conference at noon. So you get to – if you missed it, don't worry about it. We got you. We're going to play it. A couple things we want to talk about. Barry Sforluga is joining us at 11 o'clock. David Aldridge will join us at 1 o'clock. DA was here asking good questions like he always does. Barry has some news on a potential Nats sale, which is obviously quite interesting. B, I know you were talking about RFK there, which is just sad. How do you let such an iconic place just become so dilapidated, man?
I mean, they're not going to do anything with the stadium. What they should do, while you decide on what you're going to do, tear the stadium down.
Yeah. Why just let it
do it right now, just sitting up there?
I mean, I couldn't agree more. And is this just politics to let it sit like that? Like, the people that live in that area can't be happy about that at all.
Oh, no. Hell no. I did this thing for Leon. I went over there, and I did this thing for Leon and DC events. And all the stuff that they had built for these kids, these fields and all, brand new. And when you look over at RHS thing, you go, I understand the history, but it needs to come down.
And it's just everybody wants to point the finger at somebody else. The city's pointing the finger at the feds, and the feds are.
Well, I don't care if it's the feds or the city. Look, right. You know what? Like, call a company and say, we need you to go implode it.
Totally.
And then you can fight over what you're going to do with the land after that.
Because what are you fighting over? You're fighting over the land. Meanwhile, you've got an iconic place you got waterfront access. You've got an incredible view looking down East Capitol at the monuments at the Capitol building. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. It's
what are you doing? You know who they should have called? B.
Yeah.
Call John Leahy. He would have got that thing sold in hours. He got the whole lot sold, and you put up a bunch of affordable housing. Whatever it is, it doesn't even matter if they're trying to get a stadium anymore. That ship has sailed, right? Do mm-hmm. something. Choose something over nothing.
There you go.
Bureaucracy and red tape. Good God, we got enough in this city to sink a ship.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.